Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What's up, everybody? Happy Tuesday. Junkies back with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. The show is brought to you by EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. EMP180weightloss.com. We thank you for tuning in this Tuesday morning, February 6, 2018. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by the birthday boy, Eric Bickle.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. It's your birthday.
Big 4-8.
48.
That's a heavy number.
Yesterday I was on the treadmill, and I was like, you know, because I always put in manually how I want to do it or whatever. I was like, man, this is the last day I put 47 in. I actually took a picture of it.
You did?
I've actually been dreading it. You know me, I don't like birthdays.
Yeah.
For like the last 4 months. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Every day I would put 47 in on the treadmill or the bike. I go, oh man, not too many more days of this one.
I'm not, the big 4-8.
Not looking forward to mine.
Johnny Cake Sawville's also here. Still 47.
Still 47.
This is Jason Bishop.
Yes,
still
sir.
47.
Me too.
You guys
too.
Are all babies. Yeah, but you know what? Somebody did have the idea that, and I don't know if it would work, but you know, this station's always looking for an idea for a promotion. That maybe we should do something in 2020 in our 50th year when all the junks turn 50. Some sort of 50 party.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like the concept. It's a little bit down the road, but I like it.
A few years down the road.
I like that the station is planning past when our contract is up. I like that they're looking
well,
that
was that the station planning?
It wasn't a station idea, actually.
The listener.
Oh, okay.
It might have been a salesperson. I can't remember who
it was. That's fine.
They got no control over that.
Yeah, nobody has control. But I don't know. It might not be a bad idea.
I'm a day-by-day type
party.
Of guy.
Me too, brother. Let's not take anything for granted, right?
Yep. Take nothing for granted.
Any big plans for the birthday?
Yesterday, went out to dinner. A nice Korean barbecue. Tonight, just a cake. You know. Standard. Kids are running around doing stuff.
I don't know if I've ever done Korean barbecue. I remember there was one in College Park. Years and years ago,
say,
I don't think I've gone
I've
to
heard
Korean
good
barbecue.
Things, but never gone.
It's relatively new to me within the last 5 years. It's awesome.
Maybe it wasn't Korean.
It's expensive, though.
When we were living in Berkeley Apartments in College Park, right by the liquor store, there was a little plaza. It might have been Mongolian barbecue.
Yeah. I think that's an outdated concept, too.
Yeah.
I think it's a little different than Korean. Not sure how.
I'm guessing Mongolia is fairly close. Not really.
Yeah, it's in Asia. It's near China.
Right.
I did Mongolian barbecue a few years back in Bethesda, right next to the Models.
Mm-hmm.
It's no longer. It's probably been gone for five, 7 years.
Is it the same deal? So we go to this one place. I think it's pretty popular because it's always crowded.
Yeah.
In Rockville, called Iron Age.
Okay.
And it's just one of those deals where each table has the grill or whatever sunken mm-hmm. into the table.
Right.
And so the waiters come out and you order. You know, you either get the A side or the B side, all the different meats.
Okay.
The A side has more of the steak, more of the beef. That's $25 a person.
Yeah.
The other one was just more chicken and pork. That's $20 a
I'd
person.
I'd go A side.
Yeah, we went to A side, so I had to get five of them.
Ooh.
Nice.
And they just come out and they just constantly keep bringing food and they grill it right there for you.
I like it. I like the concept.
It's actually awesome.
Really
and then you
good.
Have all your dips. You know, I like the really salty ones.
Yeah.
My blood pressure today is probably about 180
sure.
over 100.
Yep.
But it's actually awesome.
Need to try
now,
it.
Now, is Mongolian barbecue the same way?
Probably the same.
So they don't cook it in front of you, do they?
Yeah.
Oh, they do?
Oh, it's right at your table.
So it's kind of like a hibachi.
Kind of like that.
Eat a hibachi.
It's kind of like that, like a Benihana
was
type
Gil
place.
Was Gil there? Was he one of your servers?
It's actually a really nice thing. It's a nice bonding thing with your family or whatever.
Right, good.
For dinner.
Will you get any silly gifts today?
No, not from me.
Right.
I was breaking my kid's balls. I was like, all right, Stevie, what do you got for me? Daddy's waiting for his big present. You know, no, the kids don't get me anything.
My present is just I remember his birth date.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. I didn't. So.
Well, I wouldn't buy any presents with the market plunging. You might want to save your chips.
Oh, my wife. We did it just for fun.
Save the chips,
I don't even want to look.
I looked at my account. You didn't know what the market did yesterday?
No, I don't want to look at my
I looked at my account.
I wouldn't look.
It was hilarious.
I'm not going to look.
Yeah, I usually don't look when it's down, but my wife said, you want to look just for fun?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That was hilarious.
I don't even want to know.
Pretty big hit.
Haven't people predicted this for the last couple of years?
Say again?
Well, I don't know. People predicted this for the last couple of years.
Yeah, I think they're still bullish for the year.
I don't know if they predicted.
Because the market has been soaring for a decade.
True, but it's one thing to be down 200 points, 1,100 points. It's the biggest fall in history.
I know, but I...
Yeah, but not percentage-wise.
I don't keep up with my stuff like you guys.
Percentage-wise, it's not.
You guys look at stuff daily.
I think
87. But I check in with my financial advisor.
No, I check it when it's going hot, and it's been hot lately.
I check in with my financial advisor.
Yeah.
Basically once a year.
I know. You're detached from it.
And he's said for a while there's going to be a correction.
Yeah, well, hello. Everyone's getting there.
But I heard a lot of analysts yesterday. I actually watched a little bit of CNBC. And I've been watching the last few days. They're still bullish on the year.
Bye, bye, bye.
Yeah. So it's all good.
Got to buy. Everything's on sale.
It's interesting.
Everything's on sale right now.
That's true.
Kramer tweeted yesterday that he expects today to be...
A bounce back?
No.
More
down.
Oh, great.
It's fine. It doesn't matter.
And then should rally Thursday.
All right.
Sorry, I didn't mean to bum rush your happy birthday talk with
you. Hey, right. I told you it was coming.
Look at a historical chart. That's what you do. You just look at the historical chart. It goes up.
We're going to take some lumps.
No, but you just don't want it to be like it was
10 years.
JP,
10 years
it still hurts, though. It still hurts when you see it. We know that it's going to eventually go
back. You said you didn't look at it, so how does it hurt?
Oh, I looked at it after Friday.
At the main number.
Hold on.
The big number.
I looked at it Friday when it was down 670, which is nothing compared to what it was down yesterday.
Right. Yeah, no,
I'm not looking today.
It's actually.
In the end, we all leave with nothing, so I'm not going to worry about it so much.
Yeah, you just want to have something, though, when you need it.
That's right.
We'll be fine, but it is wild.
Better have something when you're 65.
The rule generally is don't look at it when it's down. Just kind of check it every once in a while. And it had been on a heater lately, so we've been checking a lot.
Don't buy.
Don't look. Don't look, my friend.
That's almost how I feel like with the college prices, because Kelsey's getting into all these schools, and her number one choice is over 70 grand a year.
Right. Well, I think JP has a good idea.
Deferred there.
And I don't want to get into it because it's his daughter's private business, but the school that JP wants her to go to that's the least expensive.
Right.
I'm like, dude, bribe her. You know, honestly,
I think I know what that is.
Yeah, like get her a car or something.
I'll lease her Land Rover.
Right.
Her dream car.
Sure. For 3 years or whatever.
Yeah.
Buy the effing thing. You could save $100K. I mean, you know what I mean?
I don't know. Buying one of those things probably costs about $100K.
Well, it depends. Depends what you're getting.
Is that school very popular with Kevin Plank and Steve Bisciotti?
That would be one that
probably
that
is.
I think Cal Ripken.
It might be.
It may be one that I think would be happy to JP if she went to.
It's one that I happily stroke a reasonable check to,
right?
Twice a year,
right?
And then I get reimbursed out of my 529. It's reasonable.
But I remember when your son was contemplating between that and Vermont, I believe it was.
That was a short list.
We joked with you that you should be wearing Maryland gear around the house.
I mean, Vermont was $60K a year.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Maryland is, well, whatever school you're talking about, is not.
You can say it's Maryland.
Maryland.
It's not over to go to Maryland. But, I mean, in the end, I think all of us are like this. You kind of want your kids to go where they want to go.
Well,
yeah, sure. It's
true. But I mean, it also has to make sense.
Yeah. Well, I sent my kid to a school. I don't know how we're paying for it, but we just do it.
Let's talk about something positive.
You want to stop talking about money?
Let's talk about the Wizards.
I don't want to talk about money right now.
Heater.
I'm depressed when I think about money.
All the Wiz do now is win. They just win, win, win. Win. 5 wins
Were there any tweets sent out by Gortat or Beal after the game?
No, but Oubre adopted Bradley Beal's everybody eats motto.
Right.
Everybody's eating.
They had 8 guys in double figures last night. They had 29 assists as a team.
Even Yan Mahinmi got into double figures. So you know it was a banner game for the Wizards.
They've now had 6 straight games with 25 or more assists.
Yeah, they're doing something right.
So they are spreading the ball around. Now, good timing. They face the Pacers without Oladipo.
Without Depot.
And Darren Collison.
Pacers have lost 6 in a row without Depot.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the Pacers.
When's he set to get back?
I don't know.
But look, all that matters
is... Still a road win.
Yep.
The Wizards, who looked like they were on the verge of imploding. In fact, right at the time where I predicted they were going to go the other way, they now ripped off 5 in a row. They're, what are they, a half game or a game behind Cleveland?
Tied them, actually.
They are.
I think based on record, they're...
30 and 21, 31 and 22.
Yeah, but I think they're both 7.5 back.
Right.
But maybe by percentage points, they're slightly behind Cleveland.
Yeah, I think they're 0.03 of a point behind them.
Hey, at 31 and 22, they might be on pace for that 51 season. I don't think quite there, but...
Just when we were saying they're not going to be able to turn it on, and to do it with John being down, it's just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
The NBA's crazy.
We'll see how they fare tonight. Quick turnaround. They have to play at Philadelphia tonight. That's going to be tough. Coming off a game last night, Philly's had some rest.
I will honestly
Philly's
say,
pretty good at home.
I can only watch about a quarter and a half. I just was getting bored, to be honest.
Oh, I watched the entire game. I was riveted. I was transfixed.
I watched a quarter and a half, and then I had to go to Street Outlaws.
I did a Jason Bishop. I went to bed at 8:30 last night.
Wow,
I watched
impressive.
A little of it. But that
so
was because silly. The night before, I slept 3.5 hours.
Yeah.
And my wife either has the flu or food poisoning. She's been throwing up.
Ooh, hurt
so... Me. Didn't get that nap in that we all get. Yeah. So 3.5 hours of sleep when it hit
right,
8
so,
o'clock.
So my fuzzy math.
When it hit 8 o'clock, I said,
out.
I think I might do a Jason Bishop and go to bed early.
Well, that's smart.
Laid down.
Good
Next
move.
Thing I know, I did wake up a couple times, like 11:30. I was like, oh, keep sleeping.
I went to bed but early because I was up at 3:20 to watch the second half of the Super Bowl on Monday.
Right.
My math has them on pace for 48 wins.
Well, my fuzzy math says they got to go 19-9 to get to 50.
Right.
It's amazing. They only have 28 games left.
I know.
Good. Bring it on. I'm over it.
What's the way the NBA All-Star break is?
19-9? Is that that's doable?
All-Star break is in the midpoint.
That'd be yeah. It's better than that's a better pace than what they're on currently, but they could get there.
Yeah, I'm saying if they want to get to 50, got to get 19 wins.
I still don't know if it's going to be sustainable. It's nice to have this hashtag everybody eats and everybody's right now contributing. I will say in these five games, they've been fortunate, like the Pacers game. They played the Magic, although the Magic pulled off an upset last night.
Yes, they did.
I don't know if it's going to be sustainable. Now we'll see what happens. In a back-to-back night, they play Philly. They play Boston on Thursday. And it is 2 months without John Wall. This is a nice first week and
a
half without John Wall.
Well, yeah. Here's going to be the weird. What if it continues? And then, I mean, obviously you're going to play John Wall, you're going to start John Wall, but it's just going to be weird. How does the team then respond to it?
If it continues for 2 months where they're playing,
yeah,
let's say 75%
yeah.
basketball,
yeah.
winning 3 out of 4.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, well, John comes back in,
that's
starts.
Well, I think what happens is you definitely ease John back into the lineup.
Right.
And he was a guy who was heavy on minutes, playing 40-plus minutes. Maybe you do give Satoransky more run.
Yeah.
Maybe you scale
well,
John up to about 30.
I would think you have to scale back the minutes. He was coming off knee surgery.
Right.
I think this is going to be natural. So Philly, Boston, Chicago, Knicks, Cleveland. I mean, they could win. The way they're playing, they could win 4 of the next 5.
They're always capable of beating just about everybody in the league.
Chicago's lost like 7 straight.
Right.
Do we still have a sweat?
I'm grasping.
We have a minor micro sweat for the Bulls.
The Knicks are terrible.
What do they have to be? They have 18 wins. What do they have to be?
They need to get 22 and we lose.
Yeah,
21 is a push?
I think 21.5 is the number.
Oh, so 21.
22
so
is a loser. They need
22
to go,
is a, you see 22 in W's? We've officially lost with the Bulls.
They need to go like 3-25 the rest of the
way. They right. need to have one of the world's greatest implosions.
It's not going
to
happen, but anytime they lose 7 straight, I just grab
it. Whichever yeah. Lopez it is, got thrown out of the game last night, thrown a chair. And
Robin
what was
Lopez.
He so bitter about?
Who knows?
Why'd they throw his ass out?
Maybe somebody stole his DVD copy of The Little Mermaid. I mean,
but
those
he didn't throw it on
Disney
the court,
movies.
Right? He didn't throw it on the court.
He walked off the court and he threw it kind of like in the tunnel area. Yeah.
But these next two games will say something about this Wizards everybody eats campaign because these are quality opponents. Philadelphia's kind of floundering around 500 all season long,
yeah,
but they have potential.
They're good at home too.
And then the Celtics are the best team in the East.
Yeah, but it's a home
play
game.
Play really good defense.
It's a home game. That helps.
It's true.
I'm just banking tonight as a Wiz loss. I'm already mentally prepared for it. I think they'll compete, but coming off a roadie at Indiana, play the next night against a pretty good opponent. Chalking this one is the end of the win streak. I'm already prepared for it, and it's okay. It's all right.
But they're getting better production from Otto, from Keith, even Gortat.
Yep.
The starters
well,
are playing
the
better.
Bench?
The bench, I think, got
bench
50 last night.
Bench 50. Carried him yesterday. Yeah.
Jesus.
And I don't know what to make of it. I still have no expectations.
Yeah.
I just want the playoffs to start already.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready. I'm ready for it.
I'm ready for Caps playoffs and Wiz playoffs.
Caps only have 30 games left.
They're back in action tonight. We will talk to Jay Beagle. He's going to join us a little bit early in the program.
Ah, good.
Is this correct?
Or is it a typo?
I think it's a typo.
It might be a typo.
Is he on at the normal time?
Normal time.
Okay.
He's on at 8:40.
Yes.
Here it says 7. Outline says 8:40,
right,
which is said on the email yesterday, 8:40. All right, he's going to join us at 8:40. Also, Ruben Frank covers the Eagles for NBC Sports Philly. He'll join us at 9:20. Coming up next, we'll open up the Junkie Sports page. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106. I'm the Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Jay Beagle from the Washington Capitals will join us at 8:40 for the morning skate. They're back in action. Right now, we'll open up the Junkie Sports page. Find out what's going on in the sports world.
All right, we got to talk about the Wiz, Cakesy.
I love when you leave the sports page with the most important team in Washington, D.C.
I mean, I think we have
the Washington Wizards. I kind of say that with a half giggle.
They win again last night.
But when they're in a heater, they should lead the
they
sports
They are right now.
Five straight, they win at Indiana. Now the Pacers without Depot and Collison, but they still win a 111-102.
Hold on, in the wins and loss column, does it say without a team superstar or without their backup point guard?
It really doesn't matter,
does, not.
Does it?
Yeah. Last time I checked.
It just says win or loss.
It does.
And that win number's up to 31. So the Wizards had four starters in double figures from the starters, and then they had four more from the bench. So they had eight guys in double figures last night.
All right, give me the four guys on the bench. I know Oubre's been very good all season long.
I'll let you guess.
Oubre, I heard Cake say even Jan Mahimi, so I know Jan Mahimi's in
there. By the way, on Mahimi, he should only attempt layups
and dunks.
Yeah. He should never dribble the ball. He should never take a 5-foot baseline jumper. He should only lay up the ball and dunk. If he attempts any other shot, I know it's against the players' union rules, he should be fine.
Well, what were those four shots? Did you see them? Were they dunks and layups?
At least two of them were dunks. Yeah. I would have to guess, and maybe another layup, and maybe a tip.
And he got to the free throw line five times and knocked down four.
He's kind of like his version of like a little jump hook.
He's got a little baby hook. He's just still so raw offensively. I shudder whenever he gets the ball.
When Scotty Brooks looks at the box score at the end of the game and sees Mahimi with 12 points, he's probably floored.
Oh, he's ecstatic.
Yeah.
So four guys on the bench. Yeah. I've given you two.
Oubre and
Mike Scott. Mike Scott has to have been one of them.
Because he's really good.
He had 11.
And then every once in a while he flashes Jody Meeks.
There you go.
Jody Meeks, whose camp wants a trade.
Who else would it be? Jason Smith or Chris McCullough?
I don't know. Tim Frazier.
Those guys didn't even play.
No. If you see Jason Smith in, it's most likely during a 35-point blowout. Either way.
Didn't used to be that way. It's weird.
Yeah, but he's fallen out of favor. He's just not really in the rotation.
They have some depth.
Yeah.
In a losing effort,
Bobo Draino at 29.
He did. He was on fire.
Bobo Draino.
He was killing it.
He's having a decent year.
Well, he had five threes last night. So the Wiz have won five straight, boys, and they're going to play at Philly tonight.
Well, the stat I heard as I was driving in is, I guess Golden State leads the league in assists per game with 30.3, I think, per game. And over this five-game winning streak without John Wall, the Wiz are actually averaging 32 assists per game.
Right, so why I wonder if it's sustainable. They were averaging with John
crazy.
Wall about 23
nuts.
A game.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So they were down the rankings. So I don't think they're going to keep up a Golden State Warriors pace with passing.
No, no.
I honestly don't
think it's an indictment on John by any stretch. I know people like to take that sort of easy hot take. I think it's more just the other guys stepping up and realizing they have to get involved and they have to do more than just watch John.
I'm also leery of who they've played. Awfully a little coincidental, though.
I'm also leery of who they've played when you actually look at the five games now. OKC was a big win, and Toronto was a big win. OKC, although without Andre Roberson, we just saw on NBA TV, they've lost four out of five. They're skidding
since they lost Roberson, their defense has been atrocious. So they might be catching teams at the right time.
The Raptors and the Thunder in that five-game stretch.
Well, I'm talking about the Thunder game in particular.
Yeah.
Look, the Pacers are 19-11 at home. That's a good win. I know Depot's not there, but still a good
win. I think they had won six straight at home, too.
Yeah. Depot's not there. John Wall's not here. So, you know what I mean? Yeah. With us, so.
So other NBA scores, Pistons beat the Trailblazers.
Maybe you do have to watch the Pistons. I thought they were so far
back. Have they lost since the trade?
4-0.
Wow.
All Andre Drummond does is walk out on the floor. He's a walking double-double
17-17 last night.
Guy is a monster.
All right, so they get the win. Magic did beat the Heat in Miami. It's a slight upset there.
I mean, the Heat have been skidding because the Heat were on top of the Wizards in the standings, but now they're regressing to the mean to who they are.
Magic, by the way, coming into the game, were 6-22 away from home, but they get the win in Miami. Jazz beat the Pellies 133-109. Rodney Hood had 30 off the bench.
The Jazz scored 133.
Rodney Hood had 30 in 27 minutes.
That's pretty crazy.
Let's see. The Bulls lost again, boys.
Let's give that a clap.
Hold on. Let me look at the standings. I want to say that's seven straight.
It is seven straight.
Seven straight losses. Still grasping.
I hope they have a 20-game road trip upcoming.
Right.
I hope that's the case.
They lose by six in Sacramento. I'm just saying. I'm grasping. I mean,
if you lose to the Kings, you might be punting your season. Kings are pretty bad, too.
Yeah, and the Mavs lost to the Clippers. Story there is Dirk Nowitzki became the sixth player in NBA history to get to 50,000 minutes played.
By the way, I heard a rumor that the Wiz are doing this around DeAndre Jordan. Sniffing around because the trade deadline is this Thursday. I don't know if I like it or not. Just a rumor that I'm throwing out there.
I also heard that the Cavs are doing this to IT.
Oh, they want to deal him?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Well, I just read they want to deal
him away.
They want to deal him. They want to deal Tristan Thompson. They want to deal J.R. Smith.
They want to blow up everything. Now, remember, isn't Thomas a free agent after this year?
Yes.
All right, he's going to want a big deal.
He's not going to want to stay there.
I don't think so.
Oh, there goes IT. Ah, there's Tristan Thompson. So deal
we'll
him
see.
All away.
Trade deadline is Thursday.
Maybe Kyrie was ahead of the curve. People will always assume that it's fun playing with LeBron.
Right.
Not if you're his little bitch.
No, he was smart.
Probably not fun.
So Dirk Nowitzki gets to 50,000 minutes. The other five players at 50,000 minutes are? We'll go around
Kareem.
The room. Kareem.
Jordan.
No.
He didn't get 50,000 minutes in his career.
He missed a couple of seasons.
He missed two seasons, yeah.
Okay.
Got to think of those dunks that played to like.
Karl Malone.
Bingo.
That's a good one, Cakes.
Thank you. I had to recover from the Jordan gaffe.
All right. One old schooler and two that were...
John Stockton.
Will Chamberlain.
No.
No.
This player played here in Washington.
And he made 50,000... Oh,
Old schooler.
Wes?
Nope. I played on the same team, though.
Elvin Hayes.
The Big E.
And then two players who, you know, retired in the last... What, six, 7 years?
Tim Duncan.
No.
What?
Point guard. Just got fired as NBA coach.
Oh, Kidd. Jason Kidd.
Damn. And then KG.
Kevin Garnett. Just got to think sense. God's been in the league forever.
Yeah.
So,
John Wall's on track to play 50,000 minutes so Dirk the way gets he gets used.
Maybe this year.
I don't think so. Not with all the injuries.
It's a joke.
All right. It's a light night in college hoops last night. West Virginia did beat Oklahoma at OU by 275-73. Trae Young had 32 in the game.
Huggins doesn't sit down like most
coaches,
right?
He's like on a stool, I think.
I think he's got his own stool that he lifts out there.
He does.
He's just a big fatty. But
is Trae Young the player of the year? Lock it up?
I mean, right now, I guess. I haven't even really thought about that. West Virginia has been struggling. They lost 4 out of 5, maybe even 5 out of 6. Couldn't stop anybody, but it's a good win for them over Oklahoma. So tonight you got Xavier at Butler, BC's at Notre Dame, Georgetown's at Providence. All right, some NFL news. The Eagles have set their parade date for Thursday in Philadelphia. They expect about 2 million people in Philly. They've shut down the schools. I'm sure they shut down the local government.
So I've listened to some of the audio of, like, the celebration of people, you know, after the game.
Yeah.
And people are just losing their minds.
I couldn't believe what I heard this morning about one Philadelphia Eagle fan.
Yeah, about, like, eating the poo or whatever they were doing.
The horse poo.
Yeah.
I think there were two of them.
What the hell?
I tweeted that yesterday.
Drunk it's the grossest belief. Thing I've ever seen in my life.
I don't
life.
Care. I could be
I won't click
drunk
on
as a skunk.
I can't watch that.
I won't click on
no,
it.
No, I'm not going to watch it.
And I didn't know this. Maybe we Cake said we talked about this, or he knew this from a few years ago. But a lot of the Eagles fans afterwards, they were saying F Tom Brady, obviously. And then they were referring to Nick Foles as Big Richard Foles.
Right. Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like right. Big Rich
yeah,
Foles.
Sure.
And apparently that's
for
his
a few weeks.
That's his nickname dating back to college.
Really? Yeah.
And this guy wants to be a pastor. So I'm not sure he's necessarily embracing this.
Yeah. He wants to probably keep it on the down low.
Apparently he's like he's known for that, for the baseball bat in his
I don't
pants.
Remember where I heard it, but I remember somebody told me his nickname in college was Nick Foles with
right.
a D. Because
I heard
a
he had to fold it to get into a cup.
So he's the white version of Chris Dishman.
Yes.
I guess, yeah.
Or a tripod Andre Carter.
Yes.
That's right.
That's the best nickname ever. If your boys nickname you tripod,
yeah.
you're so legit.
I heard Jabbar Gaffney.
Yeah.
I've heard there, stories.
There's
well,
some
then
images.
We, well, yeah, then we see.
Yeah. Jabbar's you could see like
the outline
on the sideline. You could just see. Yeah,
these get so excited about this topic.
No, but can you imagine?
I know,
like,
he loves it.
Cracks his mic for the
guys
first time.
Talking dogs.
I mean, if you wanted to have a nickname, that's got to be in your top five.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, if your name was Nick.
Well, they had they had billboards all over Philly about it. Can you imagine having a billboard about that nickname,
Big Rich Nick?
Yeah. Hey, I sent you a video. I wish we could play it on air, but about these chicks going crazy
mm-hmm.
for Nick Foles. Bringing a Super Bowl to Philly.
Right.
And what they would do to him.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I gotta,
oh,
really?
It's a show.
Can you bleep it out and play it?
It's pretty descriptive.
That's
because they're talking about places.
Well, bleep out like most of it and still might be fun.
Those Eagles fans are pretty classy.
Yeah. Where did you send me the video?
I sent it to your Instagram.
My Instagram? Okay.
Crazy.
Can you just email it to me?
All right.
Donkey Kong.
I don't even know. How do I even know if I haven't? I wouldn't even know how to check that.
I notified you on Instagram.
So I have some sort of mentioned you in a comment. Is that the one? All right.
I do want to see that, though.
Oh, and these are videos of all the girls.
On Instagram, straight flexing. On Instagram, straight flexing.
Gronk's house got burglarized.
It did?
Yeah.
Well, if you're going to hit athletes' homes, do it while they're away at
yeah,
the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
Door broken. Someone break in. Steal Gronk's stuff.
You're just killing Gronk.
Wow.
He is a meathead.
Yeah, come on.
He is.
I can't have a little fun with the guy.
All right, no, so
I would never say that to his face,
there's
obviously.
There's some Malcolm Butler rumors going on around
why he
missed the game or why he was benched for the game. Ian Rappaport tweeted, my understanding is the benching of Butler happened because of a perfect storm of issues, sickness, a rough week of practice, and a minor rule violation believed to be related to a curfew.
Is smoking weed also a minor rule violation? I heard that was thrown in, too.
He says complicated matter. His former teammate, Brandon Browner, I don't know if he tweeted this or he did an interview, he said that it did involve weed.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I heard he broke curfew, was smoking weed, and had a just complete meltdown with some of the coaching staff.
For
and they
being
said, you
late.
Know what? You're finished. You're not
yeah.
playing.
So he did bring it on himself.
So, man. I mean, this makes sense. I mean, because they weren't going to bench him just because it was a matchup deal. I
right.
mean, I don't know anybody really believed that. So, I don't know. I guess we'll find out more in the next couple of days.
Players are bitter, though. A lot of the players are bitter,
yeah.
regardless
it's
of what Malcolm
fault.
Butler did, because it's the Super Bowl, and they believe he could have been a difference maker.
Yes. Browner said that there's favorites, that the Pats play favorites. I mean, they wouldn't have done that with certain players. There's no chance they'd do that with Gronk, and they know they're not going to do it with Brady.
Well,
although Brady would never do it, but.
Yeah, I mean, that's the question, though. What is the pattern? What is the culture? What's the acceptability? My understanding is that kind of stuff doesn't happen in New England.
Yeah, well.
So, but maybe they're indicating that kind of stuff has happened in the past, and other people get a pass.
Yeah.
They have had guys who murdered people.
Browner says. Browner says, for weed, for curfew, man, do y'all history. Patriots are a team that gives guys second chances. I know players that used to let their wives sleep in the bed with them on away games. I ain't going to say no names. That's what Browner says. Let's see. Oh, and just to kind of get you a little tease of spring training, the Nats equipment truck. Left for Florida
I
yesterday.
I did see that they were packing it up.
I get a little bit sad.
By the way, start
we're
packing.
We're not that far away.
Start packing. We're going to spring training in like 5 weeks.
Is it confirmed?
I mean, I think it's kind of out there.
It's March 20th and 21st. Yeah, I don't know, Drabby.
That's like 5 weeks, five and a half weeks.
Drabby would know the dates.
That is the dates.
20th and 21st?
I haven't heard if it's 100% confirmed. I just
And just remember, when we land, we're driving to West Palm. We're not driving to Vieira. There's
Correct.
New digs.
Correct.
We have to make sure we do
have
that.
We haven't seen the new spot yet,
We have
right?
not.
Have we even seen pictures?
I've seen pictures.
Yeah, you have.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It looks
Will
impressive.
Will
we be staying in West Palm, or are we going to be in another
it's
neighboring
a good question.
City?
We better
Hopefully
be.
We're staying within 10 to 15 minutes right. of the ballpark.
Right.
Hopefully that's the case. But I will guarantee we're probably staying within 1,000 feet of a major interstate. That's usually where we wind up staying.
All right, phone numbers always. You want to get in touch with us on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Listener Lines is 800-636-1067. You can also tweet us at Junks Radio here on The Fan. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. A little bit later in the program, 8:40, 2 hours, talk to Jay Beagle. From the Washington Capitals, they're back in action tonight. Cakes mentioned 30 games to go.
Getting closer
not,
here.
Not that far. Couple Early months, April season ends.
By the way, I said it was fuzzy math. Someone pointed out that the Wiz can go 19-10 to get to
50. None of us fact-checked you. I heard 19-9. I was like, okay.
Yeah, I did the math wrong. Simple addition.
Okay.
Doesn't matter. 19 50, more wins.
They played 53 games, not 54.
All right.
So 19-10.
50. People that fact check you about like one game like that are nerds.
I know, but I did. You know,
I mean, who cares?
I was wrong.
Close enough.
I'm not saying he's not a nerd, but I was wrong.
You going to apologize like that caller demanded yesterday?
No. I said I was wrong. That's an apology.
Yes. Right. So, as close as we'll get to an apology. Yeah.
So Valdez tried to edit the clip. I looked at it during the break. I listened to it of the girl screaming about Nick Foles. And
yes.
Again, I didn't know this. Apparently, there are billboards. They allow billboards in Philly where they refer to big blank Nick. Big, let's just say for our show, big rich Nick.
Right.
Didn't
there are
that.
Billboards.
Yeah, there was a billboard.
They'll allow that. Man, Philly is wild.
They don't care. They don't care.
They don't care, right?
No. They're in the euphoria of winning the Super Bowl. I think it's the wild, wild west at this point.
So you can put anything on a billboard.
I think it was after the Minnesota game.
Right. So apparently they look like college-age girls.
Right.
You know, it'll be your daughter in a few years.
Can you imagine seeing your daughter in this video?
Listen to what they're screaming. And by the way, they're cute girls. Listen to what they're screaming. It's heavily edited, but will it work, you think? Will people get the idea?
I think you'll get the impression.
Right.
Naples, f***ing my Naples, f***ing my Naples, f***ing my Naples, f***ing my
They're just screaming at.
I mean, they're just so hammered.
And there's like six or seven of them. They're all wearing their Eagles
jerseys. Where were those girls when I was going to college? I wasn't.
Oh, they were around, but they had no interest in you.
I never saw a group of them screaming like that. Like,
how many
never
big
happened.
Games did you win while you were in college?
None. I just.
How did your roommates do that? Were winning
Chuck.
Big games?
Oh, they were all hanging out with your boy Chuck.
So my roommates,
See?
Yeah, I
mean, or
yeah.
Scott.
Yeah, those guys were killing it. Mm. I was just hoping to get some scraps,
some of the gristle.
Some table scraps.
What would you do if someone forwarded you that or emailed you that video and it was your daughter? What would you do?
Honestly, what would I do?
Yeah.
Oh, man. First of all, I don't really know. I guess I would have to call her and go,
you'd
what
feel
are
like
you
a
doing?
Failure. Yeah. You feel like
you
failed.
Are you doing? First of all, you do. Why are you putting that on social media? Are you an idiot?
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be rough. They'd be crying.
Idiot! Oh, I would just lay into her.
Plus, he'd say, you're a Redskins fan.
Right. Why are you cheering for
Why do you care about Nick Foles?
Nick Foles with a D.
Yeah.
Emphasis on the D.
You never know what kids are going to do these right. days, but man, if that's your daughter.
Although, yeah. if that
there
was.
There are about seven dads right now that want to kill themselves.
Absolutely.
If Alex Smith did win a Super Bowl for the Skins, you might let it pass.
Well, he might be doing that himself.
Right.
He might be on the video.
Oh, I know he'd do that.
Right.
If Alex Smith delivered a Super Bowl?
Yeah.
I just can't believe that guy's nickname is that well known. I listened to a ton of interviews with Eagles fans after the game,
yeah.
and they were all talking about big blank Nick.
I actually didn't know it had to do with that. I just thought they were just like saying he's got, you know, big balls, like he's stepping up as a backup
Are you
quarterback.
Insane? They didn't say big balls, Nick.
I get it, but it doesn't rhyme big balls, Nick.
Right. Well, apparently.
You know, it was something that rhymes because he's stepping up at the biggest stage.
The big
that
balls
was my assumption.
Would be Doug Peterson. That's the guy who gets the big ball award.
Yes.
Yes, he does.
He's the big baller. Send him your T-shirt.
Right.
Wear that around.
He is for sure. But, I mean, I don't know. What's
I think I'm
going
to wear that blicky on TV on Thursday.
Sure.
What's been the extent of the damage so far in Philadelphia? I mean, there was some looting,
I mean,
right?
Just, oh,
they're flipping cars over.
I saw one video.
They crushed a Macy's.
I saw a video where they were like.
They crushed a Macy's?
Yeah, they got into the Macy's.
I saw like 30 people standing on like an apartment or building, like an awning.
Oh, yeah. It collapsed.
It's made out of like canvas. It looks like it's put together with like canvas and toothpicks.
It was the Ritz-Carlton.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, it was a fancy joint.
It's not built for...
It was the Ritz-Carlton awning over there.
Yeah, it's not built for 50 entrance. People to stand on. Of course it collapsed in a big heap.
They're all nuts. It's Philly. They threw batteries at Santa Claus. Right. I mean, come on.
People were savages.
Batteries and snowballs.
Yeah. They cheered when Michael Irvin was prone on the turf at the vet when he got laid out in the game. I can't remember when it was, but...
Classless.
Let's go to our guy, D. Woods. He's on the line.
All right. My man, D. D, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks. How are you, man?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, D?
Hey, Happy New Year, Jason. Hey, so... and so I wanted to tell y'all my bad beat. So, you know, so I was in this $100 square thing, right? So we get the numbers every quarter, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So first quarter I had 7-7. I'm thinking I'm money. It's $2,300 a quarter to the winner, right? So Zach Ertz jumps offside on the first possession. I'm distraught, right? I'm literally cursing at the screen because I know they're about to score a touchdown. So my 7-7 is gone.
Right.
Second quarter, I get 3-3, right? It's 9-3 going into the second quarter. Eagles score. What do?
Go for two.
They go for two. They go for two. That gives them 15. Okay, I'm not cursing yet because they can still go. They can score again and go for two. The Patriots get the ball. They score. What do?
Go for two.
They
missed the extra point.
The score at going into halftime is 22-12. I turned the game on. I didn't watch any more. I couldn't do it. I was so distraught. $2,300. So I basically went from putting in $100, and I could have won $4,600 in the first two quarters, but dumb plays cost me $4,600. I was distraught.
Yeah, a lot of people that got bored that had the squares.
So if they would have gotten the two, so you needed Philly to go to get the 2-point conversion, or you wanted them to kick the extra point?
No. I needed Philly on the second score to score and get the 2-point conversion.
Right, right.
And I just needed New England's dumbass kicker to make the point after. That's it. Hey, I'm with you. I don't know why they pushed it out. I don't know why they extended the point after.
Now,
it should be closer.
Now you hate it.
Yeah, you got hoard. What about the second half? What were the numbers in the second half? Were you close in the second half?
I had three. I had the Eagles needing three, and the Patriots having five in the third quarter, and then 7-7. I was like mathematically out of it after that.
Right, right.
Yeah, so I mean, it was no sense in watching. I couldn't care less about the Patriots and the Eagles.
Well, you know what? I saw the ratings. The ratings were down like 8 or 9%.
They were down. I mean, come on, the top 20 programs in the history
of
TV.
Of course. But they were down. Oh, and I was surprised by that.
I did want to say my daughter, because all the talking about it and the t-shirts and all the social media, my daughters knew about Big You Know What Nick too. They've heard that Nick. Yeah, they did. They've heard that.
How old are your daughters? I mean,
my oldest daughter is about to be 17.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
She's like, I'm ready to put her in college and get her out of here.
Yeah, but what would you do if you found your daughter on that video? If you saw your video or of your daughter saying that?
You know what? I don't know. I mean, if they're hammered on it, but if being funny, I probably would laugh it off. But I would be a little bit distraught if somebody just randomly sent it to me and said, "Look at your daughters out here calling them Big You Know What Nick."
Right.
Right. Did you know that was his nickname?
Did I know that was his nickname?
Yeah.
Hey, Bickle, where have you been the past 3 minutes?
All right. Thank you. I didn't know. Cake said he knew for years.
I've known for a couple years. I've had the skinny.
That's Cake's go-to joke every time Nick Foles is.
Yeah.
Nick Foles.
Yes. That's it. He says it every time Nick Foles is brought up.
When you say that,
I'm like a trained monkey.
It rings a bell, but I just don't remember where we heard that.
And I can't remember the source of it either.
I can't believe that they have a billboard
for it.
It
may have been on Howard Stern.
The billboard, it's a Photoshop.
You got dudes.
I got dudes.
Yeah. Okay. You got onioned.
Because that doesn't make sense. Like Clear Channel or whoever owns the billboard.
Here's the derivation. I'm looking at a Deadspin article right now.
Billboard's business, by the way.
It says, back in 2014, Foles' Eagles teammate Connor Barwin revealed that the quarterback had the biggest one in the locker room.
Yeah. Well, I thought...
Which is a monster upset, by the way.
Then like, Eagles,
if you bet on that,
I thought it dated back to
Eagles
college.
Offensive lineman Evan Mathis did not condone, but also did not debunk Barwin's answer.
Can neither confirm nor deny
and
what's
then
going on in his pants.
That in college, his nicknames included what we've heard and also footlong Foles.
That's a great one, too.
That's solid.
You can say
He's
that.
He's got so many nicknames.
Footlong Foles. Imagine what would Cakes' nickname be? Valdez?
Short stack.
That's a good nickname. I don't want to be the short stack, but what are you going to do? I wasn't touched by God like Nick Footlong Foles.
Cupcakes.
What
Cupcakes.
Would you rather have? The nickname?
Yes.
And what right? comes with the nickname
sure. right.
or the Super Bowl MVP?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think I'd rather be a Super Bowl MVP.
I think so, too.
I think you have to take that.
And he gets both.
Right. It's a solid hookup for Nick Foles.
But he was down in Florida with the quickness. He went from Minneapolis to Orlando
oh, yeah.
like
they
that.
They whisk you away, right down to Disney World.
Yeah, he was there doing early interviews the next day.
Yep, getting paid.
It's amazing
it's
to think
great
about
gig.
That. That he was a backup for the last 3 years.
Oh, geez, you could probably have some fun on this website because I'm looking at another article about where the name came from. It says, according to the website crossingbroad.com, he was known at this during his playing days at the University of Arizona so much so that the women on the campus were afraid to be with him.
Oh, wow, that's quite the reputation. By the way, did they have to give him an extra seatbelt like when he goes on the rides at Disney World
And
for
that's
it?
Where it was. Barstool Sports posted the text. From one of these ladies that said that he had to fold it up.
Thank you, Nick Folds.
To fit in his cup.
I mean, maybe if you had a thimble cup, like the world's smallest cup.
Maybe. I don't think that's the case, apparently.
I heard it dates back to college.
I just said from college.
Yeah, all right.
He's not listening. He don't care.
Yeah, multitasking.
His own world. You know what's funny is I watched you read all of the information, and I was looking at Eric.
Yeah.
I don't know, look at his phone, look at his computer.
Right.
And I knew for a fact Eric was going to ask a question about what JP just read.
I'm getting a lot of birthday
yeah,
wishes.
It's your birthday.
My birthday.
So critical. You can't wait to the break for those?
Yeah. It's nice. Nice.
Anyway, that's the deal with
I
Nick
wish that
Foles.
Was my nickname.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Nothing you can do.
Man.
All right, you just got Bick.
Hey, that would
and
work,
it rhymes.
Though.
Yeah, it would work.
That would... Modest. Yeah. Modest. You know, pretty good Bick. Or...
Yeah, pretty good Bick.
Yeah.
Take that.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, not bad.
Average Rick Bick.
All right, phone number is 800-636-1067. You can also tweet us at Chuck's Radio. Coming right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.